Live streaming at 991fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Well, that's just great.
The Fox Newscast just stole my false elector story. You just heard that the judge threw it out of court, said it was the wrong jurisdiction, so there. I don't get the thing about why the false electors thing is such a major news, especially in Nevada, which is where it happened. It happened in a few other states. Okay, so some people, Republican Party people, said they were electors, and they went and tried to follow the process, and they were stopped at the door. What's a big deal? I don't get it. I'm John Potter. This is all live and local. 884-9910 is our number, and Craig is just about to open those phone lines. Hey, Craig, how's it going?
I am doing very well this morning, John. And I have opened the phone lines.
Oh, good. Also, the weather forecast. The last forecast I saw from our National Weather Service said the high today in Reno should be 98 degrees, but, and here are the TV stations and the newspaper playing up the fact that if we go 3 degrees over that, then we break a record, which has never happened before in our lifetime.
Honestly, would we feel the difference? No.
Well, that too. But it's true. If we go 3 degrees over, today's expected high of 98 in Reno, 101. If we get 101, that breaks the record for this state. Well, big deal. We break records constantly, all the time in this country. Thousands of high temperature records are broken every year. If you look for them, you'll find them in towns and cities all across the country. But the news media is sounding like it's end of days right now, folks. It's panic and anarchy, and I get nervous watching the news now. But anyway, talking about heat is a very big thing on the news now. They showed all the hot spots in the Midwest and the East last night, and I'm going, yeah, it's summer. Right? Of course, they only play up weather as a disaster. It's always dangerous. Especially lately, you know, to push the climate change agenda. You know, the first they panic about the high temperatures, and then the Democrats come out and they want to ban your gas stoves in Nevada. They're doing it in New York. Don't laugh. I believe in climate change, and I believe that humans have absolutely nothing to do with it. I believe that humans will adapt to climate change as they have adapted to constant climate change from the beginning of our time on Earth. That's what the climate does. It does change. But as for today and most every day, there are great joys in good weather. The weather used to be good news. We're happy about this, right? Even on the hottest of days, it's a beautiful day. What's going on in Northern Nevada? Mormon crickets invaded Winnemucca this week. I got emails from some friends out there, somebody I know running the Griddle, the best breakfast place in Winnemucca, and they're panicking because the crickets are all over their building. Crickets all over the buildings in Winnemucca. And the emails I got from friends in Winnemucca kind of sound like they're saying, save us! Because they're on their way, folks, but I think they stopped usually before Winnemucca. They're coming more direct from the north, I think. Used to be Austin, Eureka would get covered. But I can't remember. Craig, do you remember any time where the Mormon crickets made it to Reno to that degree?
I remember them coming down in through Red Rock, up at Cold Springs area. It was quite the hazard on the road, because driving on the roads, I mean, it was like driving on black ice.
There's always a hazard driving on these roads. But you're right. They come from the north, and they come from the east. And I can't remember. I've spent most of my life in Nevada. I can't remember a time when they really covered buildings. That's a new one.
Well, some of the older buildings, it would look like a new paint job, wouldn't it?
Well, you always look at the bright side. That's what I like about you. Here's big news. I almost took a job at a grocery store this week. You know, I like these early hours, and there are not many jobs that are 4 o'clock in the morning until noon. You know, that's my time. It's been my time all my life. I've always worked early morning jobs. I'm wide awake. Kathy gets up at noon, so what am I going to do from 4 a.m. to noon? You know, it's perfect for me. So there's this supermarket looking for an order picker during just those hours. You know, we have 24-hour supermarkets here. Did you know that? Yeah. There's a Safeway that's 24-hour. There's a Winco. There's another one that I went to apply to. This surprised me, too. I had no idea we had 24-hour supermarkets, yet the 24-hour Walmart and Starbucks are still no longer 24 hours. But the supermarkets, yeah. So, okay, here, this job. An order picker picks phone or online orders from people. And the manager there, he says to me, your shift would start at 6. But if you come in early and clean the bathrooms, you can come in and start 5. Now, here's the big plus for me. Nobody at this place, when I checked this job out, none of them knew who I was. You know, no one knew I was this longtime TV guy, which I loved, because if they did, they'd be like, how bad must you have stunk that you would work here at the grocery store picking groceries at 4 in the morning, yeah. Which is fine. I don't really care.
Start your career when you were a teenager as a bag boy at one of the grocery stores and end it as a picker.
Yeah, well, let me be serious. That's the demand, folks, for 70-year-old people who work hard. I'm in great shape. I've been running all my life. I jog now, okay? I jog this morning. I do it every morning. I'm in great shape and everything. I would enjoy this job, but from what I saw there, scoping this job out, when you call and you order groceries, like, again, I'm 70 years old now, right? These calls they get for deliveries, people call and they want like 6 cases of water at 6 o'clock in the morning. And at those hours, I'd be the only one there. And I get it. You know, you would never get that if you had to carry it from the store as a customer. But these customers, they probably think that there's like a staff of young guys there putting the order together and lifting and moving all sorts of stuff. Not at 6 a.m. at a Reno supermarket. It'd be just me. So when you order these 6 cases of water to be put in your giant truck, it might be just some little old lady. So have a heart, maybe tip. These cases of water is a constant puzzle to me. I'm a Costco fan. I love Costco. And every time I go to Costco, I see these people buying like 10 cases of water. And I'm always seeing people all the time taking them out to the truck. And I'm always telling Kathy, they must be on the corner selling these for a buck a piece. Why would anybody want 10 cases of water? What do people do with 10 cases of water? I'm dying to know. I don't get it.
They don't drink their the city water. That's it. Or cook with the city water.
There you go. I have people who swear that the city water just doesn't taste what they're used to. But but these people buy 20 gallons of milk at a time, too. I don't know what they're doing with it. So I'm puzzled this morning. This is where you call in and educate me. I had a rough time this morning. Craig knows that I got in here late. There's always something, you know. I get up, I drink a quart of water each and every morning. Then I go for the little jog or the long hike. On Saturdays, it's the jog. And when I come back from the jog, I drink another quart of water, very slightly sweetened. And I let the cats outside. In the backyard. Well, over time of doing these Saturdays, the cats have figured out, you know, folks, cats are smart. Cats have figured out that I put them in the backyard, and then I need them to come in, but they don't want to come in, you know? Well, they figured out that I leave the house at 8 o'clock in the morning, so they're not going to come in. So I had to go through the 15-minute jungle hunt ordeal to find those cats. And then when I started walking to work, we have a situation in this city where all restaurants and supermarkets that I'm running into now are locking their public restrooms. Save Mart put the old keypad thing on their public restrooms at Plum in Arlington a couple of weeks ago. I heard an old guy pleading to use the restroom, and they are tough there. They are tough. And then my usual place, like I said, because I drink 2 quarts of water in the morning, McDonald's now has a combination lock on the restroom door. So by that point, I was kind of in a panic. I almost knocked on KOH's door to use the restroom. But no, I found an open, I'm not going to give away my public restroom place because they're going to put a lock on it. So I'm going to keep it a secret. There is a business that has an open public. But I thought the law was if you have a restaurant or something that you have to provide a public restroom. Am I correct?
I thought that was it as well, that if you were open to the public, you had to have facilities for the public to use.
Well, no,
whether it was a restaurant or not.
The restaurants have changed it to where the customers can use and not the public can use. I don't know if that's legal, you know. And you know, McDonald's, even when they didn't have the combination lock on the door, there's no counter help there. You have to get the code. Well, who's going to give you a code? Everything is on the kiosk now and drive up. So I had difficulty this morning, but I did find a place and happy ending. All right. Enough of my pathetic life. We got some election news here. A lot of interesting election news. What do I got here? Oh, the new post primary for Nevada's out for the presidential race of the U.S. Senate race. The results were certified on the primary election, but there were ballot errors. What do you think about that? They approved the vote totals, even though there were some big mistakes made on the ballots. Also, something Donald Trump said the news media is not reporting, because he'd get a lot of votes from Nevadans if it were publicized. And the Nevada Democratic Party is still trying to stop Robert F. Kennedy and Jill Stein from being on the presidential ballot. The party of democracy, folks. Wants to stop these folks from getting on the ballot, even though they had enough signatures. Okay. And also, who's going to be Trump's vice president? Who do you think it should be? 884-9910, number to call. All right. Going to take a break. Be back in a few minutes. I'm John Potter, here live and local every Saturday, 9 to noon, on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 919.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM talk station, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
John Potter live and local each and every Saturday, 9 to noon on these radio stations. Something I should have said when I was talking about my hunt for public restrooms. Somebody texted me,
are you incontinent? I am not incontinent!
I should have prefaced that rap by saying that. No, I plainly said I drink 2 quarts of water. One when I get up, one before the run, one after the run, and it's healthy. I'm not incontinent. Stop it. That's age discrimination saying that to me. Okay, and emails. I had so many emails from restaurants this week. You know, the emails that we all get, not just me. You know, it wasn't just Father's Day this week. I had restaurants proclaiming this as a Father's Day week. Yes. And by the way, wasn't it sad to go through Father's Day without having a father around to celebrate, in all seriousness? But anyway, in the restaurant business, Father's Day is now a week-long holiday. Then again, the memories of my dad pretty much lasted all week, too. You know, times like that, I notice that dads these days are a little different. You might have noticed, you know, parents are different. They're more touchy-feely. They're more their kids' friends. I grew up in the 50s and 60s. My dad was not your friend.
Get your butt! Move your butt out of the car now!
Right? You know, today's dad, you see him out at the park. You see them with their preteens. Craigers, what did we agree to? Let's use our side voice. Used to be, I'll give you something to cry about. Now it's, hey, buddy, I feel your owie. I wish I had a boo-boo, too. Could that not be more correct? Hey, buddy, don't you want to go now? As opposed to,
get your butt and move it out of the car.
All right, election news. A new post-primary poll is out. The Emerson College poll of Nevada voters shows Donald Trump 3 percentage points ahead of Joe Biden in Nevada. Very, very close race, just like last time. And in the U.S. Senate race, Jackie Rosen is 12 points ahead of Sam Brown. I like campaign seasons because you see our elected officials. They're suddenly reappearing, and they're doing things. They're working like they're paid for. You think before campaign season starts, you think, what happened to them? And now Jackie Rosen is doing something in the something to get on the news every other day. And I, when this all started, I thought, oh, wow. Yeah, I remember her. That's our U.S. Senator. Something not reported by our local news media, no doubt, because it would earn a lot of votes for Donald Trump from those working in casinos and the rest of our huge service industry. At Donald Trump's rally in Las Vegas last weekend, he made a promise to the crowd that he would stop the IRS from getting its hands on the money that workers earn from tips. Yes, reducing the tax burden on tipped earnings would be welcomed by, and this would affect the poor, right? The millions of Americans, the working poor, the millions of working poor Americans who depend on tips as part of their regular income. It would help put a lot of money back into the pockets of a lot of ordinary Americans working the menial jobs to support their families. News media didn't mention that at all, and that's a pretty big deal if he becomes president and does this, changing up the entire tip system in the state of Nevada. Even a lot of Democrat liberals, I think, would go for that, you know, instead of both parties giving all these breaks to billionaires. I'm going to take a break early. You know, sometimes our we lose our internet about this time. And if that happens when I'm talking, I'll be back, you know, in just a couple of minutes. I'm sorry to say, I will be back. They can't put me down. But we're going to break for Fox News. And then after that, we're going to talk about a great event, which is coming up this coming Friday, I believe. And you want to be in on it if you want to win amazing prizes. And KKFT is going to be out there, too. So we're going to talk to these gentlemen putting on this great event, which is next Friday, the second annual We Give a Damn charity golf tournament. Trips are going to be given away. Awesome prizes. So even if you don't golf, I don't golf, I think this would be a blast. All right, we're going to take a break right now. Be back in a few minutes. I'm John Potter. Phone number 884-9910. We are going to open up the phone lines. The guys want to talk to people about golf and this tournament. So you can call after Fox News and after our break. 884-9910. I'm John Potter, each and every Saturday, 9 to noon, on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 928.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio, KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, and live right now with your calls.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Hi there, John Potter, live and local in the studio with me today. Guests, I have here John, Dan, and Jerry, but you guys are John and Dan, right?
You can call Gary. Me Jerry if you'd like.
Oh, you're Jerry.
Yeah. I'm Gary. That's Dan.
This is all messed up. And I look at this. I prepared so much. And I was told it was John, Dan, and Jerry.
That's okay.
Well, no offense, John. I called you Tom last time I was here, so now we're
That's
even.
That's right. We're They're putting on this amazing, huge second annual charity golf tournament. And it's like you buy a ticket, you get the full round of golf, you get to go to the dinner, the award ceremony, you go home with a swag gift bag full of gifts, and the prizes here are just, and these are what, drawings or competition-based where you're doing the Maui trip and the hunting trip to Argentina? We have a lot to talk about here. So, first of all, I assume you guys are golf addicts, right? Are you like the type that goes out
every
day?
We would both love to golf more, but we do work a lot.
It's true. But I do. Yeah, we are golf addicts.
We love to golf. Yeah.
Every golfer I know is a golf addict. Yeah. I just, listen, no offense, I don't get it.
Yeah.
I just.
It could be a very frustrating game for sure.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. I see people throw things.
Yeah.
I think, well, that doesn't sound like the thing for me. So what is it about golf?
A lot of the challenge, right? I think it's the challenge. But what I really wanted to get at, John, is we're giving away some awesome promo codes for this tournament. So
promo codes, okay.
Yep. So if you go onto our website, skyfiberinternet.com, there's a golf tab on there, right? That's where you can sign up. But
let me get that website again.
Skyfiberinternet.com.
Skyfiberinternet.com, yes.
Yeah. But right now, if you text this number, 775-470-1149, 775-470-1149, I will text you a promo code for up to 50% off at the golf tournament.
Which makes it how much?
Well, if he does a drawing when they call and it's going to be 25% to 50%, but if it's 50%, you're taking a foursome price from $800 down to $400.
That's right.
You know, I love sales.
Yeah.
I'm a bargain addict, man. I buy so much stuff I don't need if it's on sale. I'm just, that's the way I am. Is this something that people who don't golf would really enjoy going to?
Oh, yeah, it's for charity. It's not a very serious event.
So for non-golfers, you have areas where people have, like, drinks and everything.
Yeah.
And just lounge around and heckle the golfers. Is that a thing?
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess we could get a gallery out there. But.
Yeah.
Because I understand that, it says here, KKFT is going to be at the 10th hole.
That's right.
With cold drinks for the golfers.
There's going to be a lot of drinks with holes with drinks on them, for sure.
Okay. You're going to have a cart that goes around with the
drink? Oh, yeah, there's a drink cart that goes around also. And then, obviously the dinner, the awards.
And this is all covered in the ticket price, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you're getting a round of golf, which is, what is it normally?
It's well over $100.
Yeah, so you're getting, for literally a round of golf, you're getting all that. And the big thing is to raise money for Austin's House, mm-hmm. and we are going to have a lot of silent auction items there,
mm-hmm.
the top one being the hunting trip in Argentina.
Yeah. Okay. Non-golfers, I do love riding around golf carts. To me, that's worth it. You know, I buy a ticket every year to this, I think it's Art Town puts it on, where you each get a golf cart and you drive around looking at pieces of art.
Mm.
Around, I think, the same place. Is it Lake Ridge? I don't know. But you're taking over Lake Ridge Golf Course, so that shows how big a deal this is. You bought out the whole golf course. For
the afternoon, yes.
That's right.
For the afternoon. And this is next Friday.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, you're doing this for Austin's House. Tell us about Austin's House and where it is, first of all.
Well, Austin's House is in Carson City.
Okay. What does it do?
They basically rehabilitate youth. That have been displaced due to neglect or abuse. So they've been at it for multiple years now.
And, it's an emergency shelter, right?
Essentially, yeah. But they rehabilitate them. They take them to school. They change these young children's lives.
So. Yeah, it's next level. It's not just shelter. It's taking care of them.
You went out there and checked the place out?
Yeah. Yeah.
What did you see?
I don't know if I need to disclose all that information. It's a house. They kind of keep it private. You know, because you can't enter there if the kids are there.
Right.
Thing. So
right.
It's a house in Carson City. They do a really great job of rehabilitating.
And what'd you see inside with the kids and all? What were they doing and stuff?
Like I just said, you can't visit them. When
well,
the kids
I know
are there.
That. I'm just trying to get a picture of what activity goes on and how like, they provide for these
it's
kids.
It's kind of like a daycare. It looks like kind of like a daycare. So they have, from children, just a few years old, all the way up to high school. So
mm-hmm.
it's like two different sections, and you have like the younger section, the older section. But Yeah, it's a really great cause. Marla is the director over there. Yeah, just a home,
a place to live.
Yeah, nice big old backyard with a, you know, jungle gym and all that stuff, basketball court.
But what they provide, okay, I'm looking at the list here: food, clothing, educational support.
Yep, they take them to school back and forth,
and working with families toward having a stable family life and the well-being and development of each one of those kids.
Mm-hmm.
Who are aged 0 to 18. These are kids in crisis. And emergency shelter, there are some bad scenes going on in families, and I can definitely see the need for that. It's a better place to go than have the police come by and put you in the police station and release you to the parents or some caregiver or paid person. This is a comfortable environment, so... anyway, enough about that. I just, my heart goes out when I see something like that. But back to this event, folks, it starts with a putting contest. The winner gets $500. You have a shotgun start. I have no idea what that is.
Well, can explain that. So,
okay, what's the shotgun?
So the way it's set up this year is we're going to have two foursomes on every hole starting. They call it a shotgun start. Because everybody tees off about the same time.
So two foursomes to tee off together.
Right.
Okay.
And then each foursome will have each other's scorecard to keep everything honest.
You mean they aren't honest in the first place?
Well, golfers are known to cheat a bit.
Really?
So. Okay. Not all golfers.
So you have two foursomes teeing off together, each team keeping the score for the other to ensure fair play. Oh, that's cool. $25,000 hole-in-one contest.
Yeah, that's actually switching from the 25 to we hooked up with
Michaels. Okay.
Motorsports. And I think they're going to have a side-by-side out there or jet ski, something worth about $25,000 at the hole.
Hole-in-one Maui trip.
Yeah, and that's an exciting one because it's on the 15th hole, the island hole.
Mm-hmm.
Sky Fiber sponsoring that theirself. And... you can buy mulligans on that hole, so you can have multiple shots at the hole-in-one to win the wide trip for two.
That's it, just a hole-in-one. Well, I say just
a
hole-in-one.
Yeah, that's no problem.
But it does happen.
Do it. Actually, the tournament we were at yesterday, a guy hit a hole-in-one. It bounced off the cart path and bounced twice and won the hole. So it does happen.
Can happen.
The winning foursome gets a chance at a 165-yard hole-in-one for $1 million at the end of the day. I've never seen a golf tournament like this. And awards for the closest to the pin and long drive. Two pick the pro holes where players can each have, they can pay to have a pro hit their drive or they try to outdrive the pro for a cash prize. And the silent auction, haven't even gotten to that. But it includes a trip for four to a dove hunt in Argentina with a value of $10,500. You guys have been so busy collecting the... prizes and gifts for this.
Yeah, and that prize was donated by one of our sponsors, Curtis and Sons Construction. He won that at a Ducks Unlimited dinner.
Okay.
And he's not able to go, so he's putting it up as a prize.
Well, folks, if you can go, look at this. It's got 3 nights lodging, 3 days hunting, field guides, all meals and beverages, satellite TV, and transfers to and from the fields. Okay, well, anyway, let's get to the details. How can people get those tickets to be at this great event next Friday?
You can go to skyfiberinternet.com. There's going to be a golf tab on there. You can go right there. And you can also text or call me right now, 775-470-1149.
Okay.
And we'll get you a discount code for up to 50% off to the tournament.
All right.
We have a few foursomes left, and we want to fill this thing up.
Yeah, are you limiting the number of people who can get this discount, or are you wide open
well,
here?
Wide open till we're full.
We'll see. Yeah, first come, first serve.
There's a lot of people that are signing up in the last few days, and if it's anything like last year, the last week is when we filled up.
So yeah, that's how those things always go.
Yeah, everybody waits till the last second and goes, what the hell? Let's go.
Here's a way to save up to 50% on the whole deal. 775-470-1149, number to text. And they just make contact at that number, and you text back and set it all up.
That's right.
All right, guys. This
take
is
care a, of you.
This is incredible.
We're excited.
Yes. Yeah, I bet.
We've got a lot of sponsors this year, and we've had a lot of luck. A lot of local businesses are very into the charity and helping us out. So it's been great.
This is a real extravaganza for a golf tournament. It's a big one. The second annual We Give a Damn charity golf tournament. All right, guys. Well, I really appreciate you coming by and saving our listeners some money on these passes and these tickets.
Well, okay? We appreciate it, John.
Thanks for having us, John.
Oh, man. I'm psyched. Tonight, old golf. So there you go. Next Friday at Lake Ridge Golf Course. And once again, the number 775-470-1149. Thanks, guys. I'm John Potter. Back open topic, 884-9910 is our number. We'll be back on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 944.
99.1 KKFT.
This is what I think.
Talk that matters most. FM Talk, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Hey, it's your good buddy John Potter, live and local each and every Saturday 9 to noon on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. We're getting a lot of local election stories. Good, bad, I don't know. Some of them are, I don't know. See if you think this is good or bad. I think this is kind of bad. Anyway, local election story here from Channel 4. Washoe County commissioners narrowly certified the results of the 2024 primary election Friday, yesterday, as the interim registrar vowed to fix ballot errors for the general. Ballots for voters in one Reno precinct were missing two Nevada legislature races and had to be reprinted. I think we talked about this. The Assembly District 40 GOP primary featuring incumbent P.K. O'Neill and Drew Rybar was missing from sample ballots altogether. Rybar himself was among the many public commenters urging the commission not to certify the results. They certified them. These errors from the registrar's office are kind of becoming a regular thing, aren't they? Isn't there proofreading? I mean, you'd spot mistakes by going over these things before they go to the printer, right? The article says the county may invite candidates to come review and proofread the sample ballot for them before printing. Ah, government. Republicans Clara Andreola joined Democrats Mary Lise Garcia and Alexis Hill in voting to certify the results. Andreola said, "We're not saying that everything was perfect. All we're saying is this is the election. Those are the results." Really? They have to be perfect, okay? I thought that's a law, I thought. We as voters have to believe they're perfect, right? Interim Registrar Carrie Ann Burgess also faced questions about the 25,000 ballots that were returned to the registrar's office as undeliverable. She said that's not unusual for our community. Something is wrong there. Oh, by the way, I haven't had time to check this out, but I had a text from one of our listeners telling me that you can bet on the presidential election now at Nevada casinos. I think I'm spreading a rumor here, but he says he swears that Caesar's Palace has posted odds for the race between Trump and Biden, 125 odds to 150 odds, or I never understood that 150 and 130. I never figured that out. I just, but anyway, as the law goes, as I understand it, you can bet on anything where a certain group cannot predetermine the outcome. I mean, if the people putting up the odds, if there's no way to control what the outcome is, if it's really totally up in the air where nobody can control who wins, I think that's the prerequisite to have something on a casino betting board. Am I right?
Well, I'm looking at VegasInsider.com right now, and it says, "Can I bet on the U.S. presidential election and where? At this time, it is illegal to bet on politics in the United States." So the short answer is no.
Okay, well, it must be that Caesar's Palace posted odds for fun, is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, now it says, "You can't bet in the U.S., but some offshore bookmakers offer lines but they absolutely do not recommend that. There's much more risk involved, and you can't be certain you'll receive winnings or be able to withdraw your money.
Yeah, and I thought the main reason was because you'd have too many people in control of the outcome, and that it would be so-called fixed. And you can't say that about our elections. Oh, wait a minute.
I'm just here to start trouble. I just...
And one, you do one, that so
one
well.
Day a week.
Other election news. There's a lot of funny election news here. The Nevada Democratic Party is still trying legal maneuvers to keep Robert F. Kennedy Jr. from appearing on Nevada's presidential ballot. Nevada Democratic Party Executive Director Hillary Barrett said Kennedy's partisan affiliations make him ineligible to appear on Nevada's presidential ballot. Nevada Democrats are also trying to stop the Green Party from being on the presidential ballot. Basically, they don't want Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Jill Stein from the Green Party running against Joe Biden. So the Green Party, they qualified for the Nevada ballot despite a lawsuit brought by Nevada Democrats to block the Green Party and their presidential candidate, Jill Stein, from our ballot. Though the Nevada Secretary of State said the Green Party turned in 15,000 valid signatures, well over the 10,000 needed for minor political parties to qualify for a general election ballot. The Secretary of State's a Democrat, by the way, and he said they qualify. But that could take a lot of votes from Joe Biden. The Democrats' lawsuit to keep the Green Party off Nevada's ballot is still pending in Carson City District Court. I thought Democrats were all about defending democracy. You know, they talk a good game, but... Story this morning on NBCNews.com.
Trump is focused on Governor of North Dakota Doug Burgum, Senator from Ohio J.D. Vance, and Marco Rubio as his VP search enters the home stretch.
I'm reading this like Lester Holt, okay? With less than a month until the GOP convention, internal debates are centered on Burgum and Vance, while lingering doubts could jeopardize Rubio's chances of being picked. The article also mentions two others under consideration, but not as much. Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina and former Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard. A few different reports the last few days have pointed out that Marco Rubio might be the leading prospect right now to be Donald Trump's vice presidential running mate. Other people in the mix lately are Elise Stefanik, Congresswoman from New York.
There are Republicans in New York?
Doug Burgum, I don't think Burgum is it because, you know, North Dakota, they don't bring many votes. He's a nice guy. He was interesting in the debates, but he absolutely failed to gain support among Republicans. So I'm not sure he would bring anything to the ticket, you know, plus he's just one more white guy, a fairly advanced age. Not that I have anything against white guys with fairly advanced ages, being one of them myself. J.D. Vance, the senator out of Ohio, you know, Ohio's a nice stage. He's an interesting thinker and all that, but I don't know if he has a lot of governmental experience right now. Then again, that could be a plus, right? Elise Stefanik from New York. You may not have heard the name, but she is a fighter. She's a knockdown, dragout sort of person from what I've seen. She's been a strong voice in the House of Representatives. Those are all strong traits and characteristics. She's been super loyal to Donald Trump, so there's that. She's a woman, there's that. But then that takes us to Marco Rubio, who I like a great deal. I think he'd be an excellent president and an excellent vice president in a race where the VP candidates just might become president before the next term ends. You know what I'm saying? But one big challenge is that the Constitution says, I think it's a 12th Amendment, that you can't cast elector votes for two people from the same state. That's always been understood to say that the president and the vice president have to be from different states on the ticket. And whatever the reason for that back in the day was, It is what it is. I've heard it said, though, that Trump or Rubio could simply move to another state. I don't think that would really work too well here because Rubio's a state senator from Florida where he's lived all his life. A lawmaker representing Florida can't just get a hotel room in Georgia and say, hey, that's where I'm living now. I think they lose the Florida vote also. Trump lives in Florida but has been a New Yorker all his life. He went to Mar-a-Lago to avoid the crap in his state and pay fewer taxes. He has other properties, but Florida is where he holds court, so I don't see either one of them moving. If somebody does, it might be Rubio. I don't know. I remember Dick Cheney. His legal residence was in Texas, and when he was selected as George W.'s running mate, he made his legal residence back in Wyoming to where he grew up. Now, I like Marco Rubio. You know, back in 2016, I thought he would make a great president, and but let's not screw around with the Constitution. Let's not take chances, you know? I want a clear, uncontested win. I don't want the introduction of uncertainties. Who do you want as a VP candidate with Trump? 884-9910. Take your calls right now. We'll talk to you after Fox News. I'm John Potter. This is Live and Local each and every Saturday, 9 to noon on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.
Need a new fence?